Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
If you are a Democrat, you are having night terrors over the Biden administration. What's that saying? Cheaters never win? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. If you are a conservative, which you probably are listening to this program, you're a winner because you aren't cheating. See, I'll tell you right now, I will fight fair and square against a leftist anytime, anywhere. Fair and square. What I won't do is let them make the rules and continue changing the rules, and we will show you, we will prove to you definitively that the left cheated. The video stuff that we have undercover about them is going to make James O'Keefe and Project Veritas proud. Trust me on this. So, just happy you guys are with me. Happy that the good Lord has put things in my way and people who want to see the truth come out. And I want to thank the Borland family for bucking up to get us started on the film Beyond the Mules. If you guys want to help out, go to my website, the Kevin Jackson Network, and donate to help. The stuff we have will blow your mind. That's all I can tell you. So, and our sizzle reel, our trailers will be coming out shortly, and I'm telling you, you're going to be absolutely blown away. You're going to say, Kevin, you didn't do it justice. You couldn't even set it up to where we believed, you know, all the things that are going to be happening. Just trust me. You're going to love it. So, cheaters never win. The Biden's folks have massive problems. I'm talking about the entire family, and I'm also including in that the Democrats. The Democrats have massive problems, and sadly for them, good for America and good for the world, things are only going to get worse. Now, Joe Biden lives in a delusion about his poll numbers. He believes that 92% of Democrats love him. We talked about it a bit, I don't know, probably certainly last week. But here's Joe Biden actually talking about this, the quote that he made to a reporter who challenged him on how popular are you even with your own party.
Mr. President, what's your message to Democrats who don't want you to run again?
They want me to run.
Two-thirds say they
don't. Read the poll, Jack. You guys are all the same. That poll showed that 92% of Democrats, if I ran, would vote for me.
That's right, Jack. 92%, Jack. That's right, buddy. You just watch yourself. Now, one media outlet run by Dan Abrams, if you know him, he used to have a show called, it was a cop show, a reality cop show. They took it off because, you got to remember, we all hate the cops now. So they took it off. But Dan Abrams runs his own network, and he was giving this the rationale. He said, well, providing some cover for Biden, he says 92% of Democrats would vote for Biden again only if Trump runs again. Yeah, only if Trump runs again. Nice try, princess. Let me explain. Donald Trump beat the living daylights out of Joe Biden in 2020. It's not going to be any different in 2024 in terms of the outcome, with one exception. Donald Trump will get back his rightful, you know, his rightful presidency. There will be no cheating. And part of the reason is we're going to expose him. And let me tell you, folks, if you think it's just about these mules and tracking, geo-tracking and all that, you have another thing coming. We're going to show you the mafioso methodology that these people use to steal an election. And let me tell you, it's going to make you mad, because it made me mad. It made me furious. So just hang in there, because I'm telling you, when you get what I'm talking about, you're going to say to yourselves, we have to remain vigilant. But anyway, let's go back to the Bidens. Because as I mentioned, the only way let me put it this way. If I were a Biden fan right now, if I were a Democrat, and I looked at everything going on in my party, the lies about January 6th, the exposure of their system that cheated to get Biden into office. The fact that they got Biden in, it's kind of like with Obama. Be careful what you wish for. The Democrats wanted Trump out so badly, they were willing to put in a punch drunk politician that never should have. He's 20 years past his prime, as if he ever had a prime, but they were that desperate. They get him in, and what does he do? As I like to say, he screwed the pooch, and now he wants to sell the pups. That's what Biden did. So now they make up excuses. Oh, Donald Trump is so unpopular, nobody likes him. Nobody likes him so much, he still gets thousands of people at rallies. And peoples, too. He gets lots of peoples. But he gets thousands of people at rallies. Hardly a politician on the planet wouldn't want Donald Trump to endorse them and come campaign for them. And you can't name one leftist that people want to campaign with, including, and I said this before, baby black Jesus. So, really? So the implication is the only way that Biden can win is if Donald Trump is his opponent. That's as ludicrous to me as it gets. That is as silly as anybody who believes that Joe Biden got 81 million votes and he couldn't get 20 people to show up to a rally. Oh, they just hated Trump. Whatever. You can use whatever excuses you want. That don't work on this black dude. I got way too many degrees in logic to believe that. So what I'm getting at is this. Publicly now, you're starting to see people go after the Bidens. And I mentioned it before that in a long time, we hadn't had CEOs who challenge woke and challenge the leftist mantras if they've been going on these leftist conventions. And what did we have recently? We had oil executives getting together and saying, Joe Biden doesn't know jack about the economy. We had two major league lefties, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, multi-billionaires, two of the richest guys in the world who came out and said, you know what? I don't care what this guy says. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And of both of those guys, Bezos, who bought the Washington Post because he targeted Donald Trump, he has been the one that came out the worst on Biden, saying these guys don't understand economics 101. So as I said, understand, this isn't like, you know, anecdotal and we're guessing. Are they the Democrats coming out? The Democrats are coming out against Biden. You're seeing late night comic starts talk about him. Trevor Noah, we'll get to him in the next segment. He ridicules Biden. Not just for, I mean, one thing for his policies, but for other reasons. They are now publicly going at him. CNN actually had the nerve to ridicule Biden. And again, we'll get to that one as well. Folks, hang in there. Keep it here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
And I had a terrible headache. Excuse me, a terrible headache. And sorry.
That was Joe Biden coughing all over the place before he figured out he had the old woo flu, but we'll get back to that here in a bit. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Biden looks like death eating the cracker. Sounds like he's 100 years old. Got one foot on the grave and another on a banana peel. Have I made myself clear? Exactly. This guy is so not ready to be so the worst president ever. And we're talking about just how bad things are for the Bidens, how bad things are for the leftists, the plutopians, the progressives, the people that act. What else can we call them? I don't even know what else to call them. Forward, right? Forward. Change we can believe in. This is what they cheated to get into office. By the way, we played this clip the other day, but here's Biden again talking. I want you to understand, I'm not doctoring these things up. This is Joe Biden in his finest hour. This is Joe Biden representing America all around the world. In this particular one, he says he has cancer. Hey, but there's good news. At least he cured it, right?
My mother drove us, and rather than us be able to walk. And guess what? The first frost, you know what was happening? You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer. And why can't, for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
Joe Biden. Boy, what an embarrassment. Glad he's on their side, not ours. Glad we have a person who we should be happy to get back into office because of his performance outside of Wu Flu. And we're going to get to Wu Flu here in a bit. Because Joe Biden, Mr. Double Vax, Double Boosted, he got it. I know. If anybody should be impervious, shouldn't, if you're double vaxxed and double boosted or vaxxed and double boosted, shouldn't you not get something? We'll get to that. What I'm telling everybody is this. Don't pay attention to, you know, I mean, we're going to talk about Joe Biden because we're smart. We understand what he's doing to kill the economy and so on and so forth. But the left have protected him until now. So you should be asking yourself, why is there a rumor of Hunter Biden's indictment? Why are people heckling the Bidens? Joe Biden got heckled at his own event. This is where they vet people and make sure that people aren't going to bother him. He got heckled at his own event. But before we get to any of that stuff, let me tell you, Joe Biden, as I mentioned, said he got 92% of Democrats who support him. This is CNN, and we played this a while back, but I'm making the bigger point as we recap. This is CNN is looking at the polls, and they ridicule, they publicly laugh at Joe Biden. This would be verboten a year ago.
Only two-thirds of Democratic primary voters want a different nominee. Two-thirds. If you break it down by age, 94% of Democratic primary voters under the age of 30, 94% say they don't want Biden. That is a stunning number.
Yes.
He swept his grandchildren, but other than that, I mean, like, who, I mean, 94% don't want him, who are, again,
94%.
Democrats under the age of 30.
Yeah.
What did Jake Tapper say? Something about his grandkids. He got his grandkids' vote, but that's about it. 94% under the age of 30. Going back, pivoting back to what they said, Joe Biden said 92% support me. Oh, really? So you think that the 94% of the kids under 30, the people under 30, who wouldn't vote for Biden would go, well, I mean, if it's against Trump, we'll vote for him. That's what they want you to believe. These are the lies they want you to believe. They want you to believe, number one, that Joe Biden beat Donald Trump in 2020, and he could do it again. All we got to do, people, is get rid of Trump, and then it's smooth sailing for whoever we have going. You don't fool me, Democrats. They made it sound the same for McCain. Oh, McCain, he can reach across the aisle. If McCain runs, he's the only guy that's got a shot against Obama. And we jettisoned some really good candidates. No, none of them worthy, to be honest, of getting elected. But we jettisoned some good people to put in the Maverick, a guy who ruined Arizona Republican politics. One of my friends, he calls the Democrats and Republicans the uniparty. There is no two-party system. There's Democrat and Democrat light, and it's just a factor of how fast do you want to boil? You want to just somebody pop you in, and you're like a lobster. They don't pop you in until it's boiling, or do you want to boil? Do you want to slowly get hotter and hotter and hotter until your body just overheats and you die? But either way, you're going, because that's what the Democrats want. Anyway, talking about Joe Biden's problems, talking about the Democrats' problems. So adding to his problem of Joe Biden's dementia being on steroids, and as we know, dementia doesn't improve with age, the world witnesses this hapless interloper to the presidency who has now got to try to keep the cat in the bag, knowing what else is coming. Because let me tell you something, rumors persist that Joe, the best man that Joe's ever known, a.k.a. Hunter the crackhead Biden, his son, is going to be indicted by January. I don't know if that's the case. I know this. If he were, it's long overdue. This crackhead's been on video in his own laptop, one laptop, two, doesn't matter. Hunter Biden is a liar who has done nothing except run his family's business, and Joe Biden's protected him. He's had all the protection afforded to the elites. The other day I gave you guys different trips that Hunter Biden made. I mean, he is the most well-traveled crackhead. He has sat on the best boards of any crackhead I know. He has done more things to embarrass a family than any crackhead I know to still be, you know, people going, no problem. Let's not have an intervention for him. Let's not put him into rehab. Let's not, you know, make him go on his own and learn from his mistakes. No, let's coddle him. That's what the Biden family does with their family crackhead. Is it any wonder that Joe Biden is upside down with his own party? Even these hapless knuckleheads, Democrats, realize, you know what? We couldn't get away with this. Forget what the conservatives and the Republicans are saying. We can look at this pragmatically and say, there's nobody I know. I know this. Black folks ought to be looking around going, man, there ain't no way in the world we could get away with what Hunter Biden's getting away with. Ain't no way in the world we can get away with what Joe Biden's getting away with. No way. So anyway, January. The only thing I can tell you is if they do indict Hunter Biden, I hope it's on January the 6th so we can end this present farce being perpetrated by the Democrats in Congress and have a new day to talk about January 6th being the day that justice came back to America. To me, that would only be fitting. By the way, speaking of January the 6th, I'm going to make a note. We should have T-shirts that call January 6th the second Independence Day of America. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former women's U.S. soccer player Hope Solo pled guilty to DWI on Monday and received a suspended sentence and a fine after she was arrested in North Carolina earlier this year. 40-year-old Solo was found at a shopping center parking lot, passed out behind the wheel of a vehicle with her 2-year-old twins inside. Solo received a suspended sentence of 24 months and an active sentence of 30 days that was credited to time served in a rehab facility. The Oak Fire near California's Yosemite National Park in the center of the state forced thousands more people to evacuate on Monday. Emmanuel Chavez is with CAL FIRE.
The challenges out there are terrain, like you mentioned, but also weather, the wind, and the dryness of the vegetation.
The Oak Fire in Mariposa County, where a state of emergency has been declared, is now California's biggest fire this season. USA Radio News. Roscosmos has announced Russia will leave the International Space Station at the end of 2024 and start construction on its own orbital base. Russian astronauts were parading a flag on the space station recently from invaded Ukrainian lands, breaking the silent oath of no politics on the space station. A Dallas police officer engaged with and disabled a female shooter who allegedly opened fire near a ticket counter at Love Field Airport on Monday. Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia explains what happened.
At some point, simultaneously, one of our officers is in the area. She produces a handgun and begins firing. At this point, we don't know where exactly the individual was aiming. For the most of what we're seeing now, she was aiming at the ceiling. Simultaneously, as she's doing that, our officer engages the suspect, strikes her in the lower extremities. She's taken into custody and is currently at Parkland Hospital.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's true that despite the naysayers, we can make meaningful progress on dealing with gun violence. Because make no mistake, sit down, you'll hear what I have to say. If you think you... Let him talk. No one. Okay.
That was recent. That was a guy who heckled Joe Biden at the White House on gun control. Now, why is that significant? It's significant because this guy was vetted. You don't get that close to Biden and that closely watched by a guy who's got dementia and the way that they have to keep him, you know, under lock and key. And yet he gets in and he heckles Biden. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Here's where our work can be found. 844-551-8255. So I told you guys, the Democrats are playing a massive cover-up game. And they believe they're going to get away with it because they have so much control. And what they're hoping for now, and I'm telling you, they don't think for one second that they are not going to be cheating their butts off in the midterms. It's going to take everything we have to win, but it's tougher to do on the massive scale that they did it because they don't have the presidential election to hide behind. But that doesn't mean they're not going to do it. So you're going to know about the big cheat. And as I mentioned, when we show Beyond the Mules, this film that we're creating, we have them on video. They won't be able to say, we don't know how that got there. No, it's all there. And that's why Biden and the Democrats are drowning. And I'm telling you, they're drowning. He's drowning. They're trying to save him. And what happens when a person drowns and you don't know how to save them? You're not lifeguard trained. They drown you. During a recent visit to Connecticut, Dr. Jill got heckled. Here's that exchange. You know what I love about those exchanges? You will never hear that in the regular media. They will never report that. It is the alternative media, conservative media, outlets like this that will tell you these stories. See, if it was left up to ABC, CBS, NBC, and MSNBC and CNN, you would think that the Bidens are, everybody loves them. You believe Joe Biden's poll number that he's 92% of Democrats want to see him back again. They could spread whatever propaganda they want. But see, what happens is we get out in the real world and we show you the truth. Let me tell you something, folks. I have been to more rallies this year than I've been to in, I mean, I probably surpassed, no, I haven't, can't say that. I was going to say I've surpassed more rallies than Tea Party events. I haven't. But I've been to dozens of rallies in the state of Arizona. I've been to some in other states. It is standing room only, no matter where you go. When you're talking about election integrity, you're talking about Hunter Biden, you know, the two-party, system of justice, so to speak. It doesn't matter. Whatever the cause is, you go, it's packed. You talk about religious freedom, you talk about education, packed. Clay Clark events, Mike Flynn events, you name it. They're packed. Your enthusiasm is higher than it was when Obama was running for the left. It's higher than that. It's higher than Trump in 2016. It's higher than Trump in 2020. It is at a peak. And you know what's making it peak? What's pegging the meter? The Democrats are coming over. They're coming over. And I'll get into a pack of the lies that these guys have told. Over the weekend and, you know, just over the last few weeks, Liz Cheney back in the news, lying, caught in lies. It's not even a question. They're caught. Anyway, going back to this clip, this bystander heckled, the worst president ever. Your husband is the worst president ever. She's with, you don't know this, I'll tell you this. She was with the Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona, and Governor of Connecticut, Ned Lamont. And the heckler says, your husband is the worst president we ever had. You owe us gas money. Now, do you think that this person was the only one who believes that? Let me just tell you, it's like radio. When they say, Kevin, one person responded back to you, or one listener called into the show, that means thousands of them are listening, are paying attention. Joe Biden, worst president ever. What does Jill Biden say? Thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you. The only thing that would have been more fitting is she had said, thank you, Captain Obvious. I know he's the worst president ever. You don't need to tell me. But the media is not going to report these stories. The media is going to give you their version of things. Donald Trump is hated. Nobody likes Donald Trump. It's a lie. And then it gets worse. I don't even know if the Bidens understand how stupid they look. I don't know if Democrats know. I don't know if Dr. Fauci knows. Dr. Birch, by the way, they're saying, if you notice, Fauci's coming back and saying, well, we now believe that it could have originated in China, the Wu flu. Birch has come back and admitted she lied. By the way, where are those ladies that accuse me of spreading misinformation about Wu flu, about the vaccine, about the number of people who got it and it actually died from it in the vaccines? Where are you? I'm going to make an example of you, because until you write to me like you did before and say, Kevin, you know what? You were right. You were right. Let me tell you what else I was right about. We'll cover it in the second hour. I was right about inflation. The experts said, we are not in an inflationary period. I will show you what the experts are now saying, and then I'll show you what the White House is saying, and I'll validate yet again that these people do nothing but lie to you. But anyway, going back to how stupid Biden looks, this guy is vaxxed and double boosted. And he comes on to tell him he's got the Wu flu. Yeah, I got it, you know, but hey, it's mild. It's not that big of a deal. You know, hey, you know, he's got the Wu flu. But don't worry about me, folks. Just continue living your lives. Everything's all good. Yada, yada, yada. And now he's being ridiculed. And here's Trevor Noah talking about Joe Biden and the Wu flu.
Biden has had a rough time recently. He couldn't get climate change action. He couldn't get free community college. He couldn't get tax hikes on the rich. But it turns out there's one thing he could get.
We begin this hour with breaking news from the White House, where President Joe Biden is in isolation after he tested positive for COVID.
The White House press secretary is saying that the president is fully vaccinated. He's been twice boosted. He's experiencing what they say are very mild symptoms at this point. So he will be isolating, but he will be able to continue in his role. He won't need to turn over any duties, it appears, to the vice president at this point.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted. Symptoms are mild, and I really appreciate your inquiry and your concerns. But I'm doing well. I'm getting a lot of work done. I'm going to continue to get it done. And in the meantime, thanks for your concern, and keep the faith. It's going to be okay.
Okay. First things first. I'm sure all of our thoughts are with President Biden for a speedy recovery. Get well soon, sir. You made it through the Spanish flu. You can make it through this. I know you can do it. So it does look like he's going to be fine, right? He's even got, like, swag in that video. He's like, hey, aha. You probably heard I got COVID. But I get why he's got swag. You know, he's been vaxxed. He's been boosted. He's been double boosted. And he's taking antiviral drugs. And just to be safe, he's sipping some bleach on the side, you know? Yeah, that seems a little ridiculous. So you get COVID, then you're like, I'll try anything. Another reason the president's going to be fine is because, let's be honest, there's not much that COVID can do to him. Yeah, think about it. What's going to happen? The virus is going to get in his body and be like, let's see what I can do here. Time to get some brain fog, some fatigue, some dizzy. Wait. Have I already been here? What's going on?
There's a lot to unpack there. My symptoms were mild, but here's what they, what's his name said, Trevor Noah. Welcome back, folks, by the way. He won't be turning the presidency over to Kamala Harris. That was one of the first things I noticed. And he says, keep the faith, right? But here's what Trevor Noah does. He references Biden's age with the Spanish flu reference. Did you check that out? Of course, you couldn't miss it, right? Then he talks about his swag. How much swag can you have when you're vaxxed, you're boosted, you're double boosted, you're taking antivirals? Oh, and the joke is, maybe you will take some of that Clorox that Trump was talking about, that they claim Trump was talking about. We got a few more things to cover on this when we get back. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Let's recap. The Biden family being ridiculed all over the world. Not locally, not regionally, not just nationally, all over the world. Australia, Germany, the UK, they're looking at Biden going, holy cow, they let a dude like Trump, who was a boss, they let him lose an election that he really didn't lose. And then they replace him with this guy? I mean, how many clips do we have to play? Do you think that we're the only ones watching Hunter Biden, the crackhead? It's limited to America like it's our little secret? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If you want to give us a call. I notice some of you will call and you don't leave a message and you think, oh, well, Kevin, who'll get me on air, and you're waiting to come on air or whatever. Just leave your message. If we're not picking up the phone, we're busy. And I'm not trying to be mean-spirited. I'm just saying we are. We're busy. And you probably are calling not during a time when we're actually airing the show or what. I don't know. It varies. Because most of the time, it's funny, I get the calls on the weekend. The show is Monday through Friday, 2 hours a day, noon to 2 Eastern time, if you want to catch it. If you're catching it on the weekends, you're catching a replay, which thank you for doing that, because it just shows me that you care, that you love me, and I love you back. But it also shows me that, you know, it isn't. Here's what I love about our show. I don't care what's pop culture, what's in it. I mean, what's going on in the news, what's hot, whatever. I talk about what I think is important, and I try to put it in a context that whenever you hear this show, it's still worth your time. You can, as long as we're talking, as Biden is president, we're talking about Biden, his family, this show is relevant. It doesn't matter whether, oh, we've got new information on Hunter. Hunter Biden has another sex video on it. Does it matter? Here's what we know. Hunter Biden has computers out there that's got things that he certainly shouldn't be proud of at all that are on there. Some things that are undoubtedly illegal that implicate not only him, but the big guy who is Joe Biden and Hunter's uncle. If we dig deep enough, I'm sure the daughter, the sex fiend, she's implicated as well, as is Dr. Jill and others. That's just the way the Biden family works. They're corrupt. And Joe Biden waited a long time to get his money because, as I mentioned before, if you go look at Joe Biden's finances up until about 6-8 years ago, the guy wasn't worth a lot of money. It's when he became vice president and he got his feet wet and Barack Obama served his second term. That was when Biden went, okay, now I'm going to go to work. I'm going to go get that money. And I know it was at the behest of Jill, because she looked at it as, I married a senator and I got nothing for it. Now I got a VP. You better go get that money, Joe, while your brain is still functioning. And that's what she did. But let me tell you, now everything leading up to them cheating and getting Biden into office now has done nothing except set the Bidens and the Democrats up to be Wile E. Coyote. And the Roadrunner is waiting at the top of the hill to drop the anvil onto their heads. And that's what's going to happen. Each of the royal family of crackheads is either being ridiculed or heckled. Their appearances and places have to be so orchestrated that, because one of two things will happen. Either nobody will show up, or somebody will show up and heckle them. The press now is, and not just Ducey, not just Peter Ducey, but the press is asking about the Bidens and going, well, what are you going to do about this? And surely Hunter Biden's this, that, and the other. If you think it's going away, folks, I'm telling you, it ain't going away. I played a clip of Trevor Noah. Let's play it again, because it has a lot of things in it that we can dissect. And I want to dissect the very last part of what Trevor Noah says. Here's a clip.
Biden has had a rough time recently. He couldn't get climate change action. He couldn't get free community college. He couldn't get tax hikes on the rich. But it turns out there's one thing he could get.
We begin this hour with breaking news from the White House, where President Joe Biden is in isolation after he tested positive for COVID.
The White House press secretary is saying that the president is fully vaccinated. He's been twice boosted. He's experiencing what they say are very mild symptoms at this point. So he will be isolating, but he'll be able to continue in his role. He won't need to turn over any duties, it appears, to the vice president at this point.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted. Symptoms are mild, and I really appreciate your inquiry and your concerns. But I'm doing well. I'm getting a lot of work done. I'm going to continue to get it done. And in the meantime, thanks for your concern, and keep the faith. It's going to be okay.
Okay. First things first. I'm sure all of our thoughts are with President Biden for a speedy recovery. Get well soon, sir. You made it through the Spanish flu. You can make it through this. I know you can do it. And also, it does look like he's going to be fine, right? He's even got like swag in that video. Like, hey, You probably heard I got COVID. But I get why he's got swag. You know, he's been vaxxed, he's been boosted, he's been double boosted, and he's taking antiviral drugs. And just to be safe, he's sipping some bleach on the side, you know? Yeah, that seems a little ridiculous. So you get COVID, then you're like, I'll try anything. Another reason the president's going to be fine is because, let's be honest, there's not much that COVID can do to him. Yeah, think about it. What's going to happen? The virus is going to get in his body and be like, let's see what I can do here. Time to get some brain fog, some fatigue, some dizzy. Wait. Have I already been here? What's going on? Now, in the meantime, Biden says he will not be taking any sick days, which is what sucks about being president, right? He's still got to put on a strong face. Any other job, you'd be milking that. You know? Oh, COVID really got me. Oh, I think I'm going to be sick for the rest of the summer. Oh, if you see pictures of me by the pool, oh, my phone was hacked.
And this wasn't the only time that he got mocked, but I want to cover one little thing that Trevor Noah had to say about this, and I'm going to play another clip. This happened earlier, and this was a bigger sign. But anyway, he goes on, he talks about not much about his brain fog, Biden's brain fog. And essentially what Trevor Noah is doing is his fatigue, he's alluding. Wait. He's alluding to Biden's dementia. Now, I want to make one other quick point, and that is about the sick days. What Trevor Noah is saying without saying it is, why don't you milk COVID for your sick days? Because the panic of COVID has people doing stupid things like letting people off for weeks at a time. Let's close down the office. He's mocking the whole idea of COVID and what you can get away with. All you got to do is say, well, I think I'm coming down with something. And I don't want to get the office sick. And you can work remotely for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month. Anyway, here's another the flashback of people mocking Joe Biden, a late night comedy host mocking Joe Biden.
So the last time Kansas won was 2008, which was the year Obama was elected, and President Obama returned to the White House today for the first time since he left office. Obama was there celebrating the 12-year anniversary of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and also to help Joe set up his Roku. And somehow they managed to strike just exactly the right balance of affection and confusion.
Thank you. Vice President Biden, Vice President. That was a joke. That was all set up.
Yeah. It was great to see him. It was like the White Men Can't Jump reunion at the Oscars. And then it was all great until the end when everyone gathered around Obama and there was no one for Jill. He was found 2 hours later wandering around the garden department at Lowe's.
There you have it, folks. The public now humiliation, the public mocking of Joe Biden. It's fair game. And I talked about it then. I said, look, guys, when they start to do this publicly, it will only get worse. And Joe Biden and the team is, you know, what are they going to do? It's only going to get worse. Joe Biden's dementia is only going to get worse. His ramblings are only going to get worse. Him getting lost at the White House is only going to get worse. What's worse for the Democrats is Kamala Harris waits in the wings.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.